KURL, AMFM, Billings, Montana. Time is 12:30. The temperature unofficially is 27, and the forecaster says that it'll get much cooler around the Billings area. There's a pleasant 68 on the mall in West Park Plaza presently. Looking at our specific weather forecast, the temps will remain in the 20s, and our low tonight, 5 to 10 above. Tomorrow's high, 18 to 23. Chance of moisture diminishing to 60% tonight and 40% tomorrow. Gusty northeast winds today, heavy snow in the mountains and foothills areas, and occasional light snow through Thursday. And on the new news on KURL AMFM, Listeners Exchange in a quarter of an hour.
The first portion of the new news is brought your way by Johnson's Conoco.
In the weather outlook, first of all, snow continues to fall in parts of Montana today. Reports this morning indicated measurable precipitation occurred at nearly all of the reporting points. Snow cover was generally between 1 and 3 inches. However, a few areas of heavy snow have been noted. An area between Essex and East Glacier, northwest Montana, has had up to 2 feet of new snow, 5 to 8 inches reported at Fairfield and Choteau in the northwest Chinook zone, and about a half a foot of new snow fell at Bozeman. Moisture content at lower elevations was between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, lighter amounts recorded in the eastern part of the state. The minimum temperatures this morning dropped to 3 degrees at Cutbank, slightly warmer at Havre and Great Falls along the south, mostly temps in the 20s. At mid-morning, areas of light snow were scattered throughout the state. Temperatures were only in the single digits along the north to the teens and 20s elsewhere around the area.
Inflation and gas shortages make it doubly important to treat your vehicle as a valuable asset. The first step to maximum car protection is Conoco gasoline and Conoco car products. At Johnson's Conoco, gas up with the Conoco gas mixture your car requires for peak performance and mileage. Johnson's Conoco can supply you with tires, Firestone batteries with 3-year warranties, and seat plugs, heaters, mechanical services, and the proper richness of Conoco gas to baby your valuable car. That's at Johnson's Conoco, 8th Street West in Central.
The Clinical Services Director at the Boulder River School and Hospital has again publicly criticized services to those at the institution for the mentally retarded. This time, Dr. P. D. Pallister complained in letters written to the Department of Institutions and House Speaker Harold Gerke. Pallister said in the letters that a lack of trained staff members is the reason for the increasing number of patient deaths. Most of those deaths were caused by other patients, Pallister said. Pallister said more employees would probably not be sufficient to provide adequate care for the patients. He said better trained personnel are needed, but salaries at the institution do not attract qualified employees. Salaries at Boulder range from a low of $374 a month to $615 a month. The Employees Union at the Warm Springs State Hospital says legislative inaction, bureaucratic maneuvering, and politics are hindering the care of patients at the state mental institution. A spokesman for the Independent Employees Union, Ida Dixon, says, quote, "We need 200 people right now to keep up with Medicare and Medicaid standards, or we'll lose the hospital's license." Dixon also said the governor's office has been trying to pressure hospital superintendent Dr. Stanley Rogers out of his job. The union says Rogers is the only administrator at the hospital that it trusts. Brand new speed limit signs proclaiming a limit of 55 miles per hour should be up on all roads by the end of the month. That word from Highway Department Maintenance Chief Don Gruhl, who says work on replacing the old signs has already begun. Gruhl says the project will cost the state $66,000. The new signs are necessary because Montana has joined other states in placing a 24-hour 55-mile-per-hour speed limit on all roads to conserve energy. A Livingston member of the Montana House of Representatives filed today for re-election. 54-year-old William Bill Warfield filed the papers today in the office of the Secretary of State, Frank Murray. Warfield is a cattle rancher who has served in the Montana House since 1967. He was born in Chicago and came to Montana in 1940.
You can be totally sure your car is getting the right gas when you choose from 4 Conoco gasoline mixtures available at Johnson's Conoco, 8th Street West in Central. Johnson's Conoco carries a full line of top Conoco car products, plus tires, forever neat. Also, tank heaters, Firestone batteries with 3-year warranties, and dependable mechanical services. Be totally sure your car is getting the right gas mixture for top performance. Stop often at Johnson's Chronicle, 8th Street West and Central.
A laundry truck driver died in a traffic accident in Missoula this morning. Authorities report the man, whose name has not been released, hit a road grader and lost control of his truck. The death raises the 1974 Montana traffic toll to 34. There were 39 fatalities reported by this date 1 year ago.
That's the news brought to you by Johnson's Chronicle.
Unofficially, the temperature here at KURL AMFM is 27 degrees. It'll be about in the 20s today. The temperature is not rising much. The time right now is 12:36.
The new news continues with news of Montana, made possible by Davis Radio and TV.
The collegiate streaking fad hit the University of Montana last night with three men calling themselves the Lightning Bolts kicking things off. The nude runners scampered across campus in 30-degree weather with lightning bolts painted on their backs. Several small groups of streakers were seen during the night, including the streaking cowboy, Streaking Black Knight, who whipped through the downtown area.
When you want the most beautiful sound, get a Zenith Stereo from Davis Radio and TV. Zenith Stereo sound is unbelievable, and so is that price. You can put a beautiful Zenith Stereo system in your home for just $269.95. including stereo tape deck, Girard turntable, and Allegro speakers. Look over the greatest Zenith line in the Midland Empire and treat yourself to the fantastic sounds of Zenith Stereo at just $269.95 at Davis Radio and TV, $19.45 grand. Where after the sale, it's the service that counts.
The Water Resources Division of the U.S. Geological Survey says stream flow was excessive west of the Continental Divide. It was normal elsewhere in the state last month. Service says the excessive flows in the western part were due to the continued runoff from the flooding of mid-January. Contents in hydroelectric reservoirs continued above average and, except for Fort Peck Lake, exceeded that of last year. Contents in irrigation reservoirs continued to show improvement over the extreme low stages recorded during the latter part of last summer, but are still below last year and well below average. A spokesman for former Congressman Arnold Olson said today that the Democrat will file very shortly to seek his party's nomination to the Western District congressional seat. Rumors had it that Olson, defeated in 70 and 72 by Republican Richard Shoup, would file if the Democrats won the Ohio congressional seat in yesterday's election. The Democrats won that seat. Olson had indicated earlier he would seek the seat again, and the only other announced contender is Missoula Democrat Max Baucus, a member of the Montana House of Representatives. Olson's wife said today her husband would file in the office of Secretary of State Frank Murray either this week or early next week. The small northern Idaho community of Murray found itself in the midst of a gold rush reminiscent of the 1880s. The only difference, according to the townspeople, is that today's gold miners are arriving in trucks and jeeps instead of the horse and dog cart used by prospectors nearly a century ago. Town officials say two new shafts have been sunk right in Murray's small business district. One is operated by veteran miner Ed Smith, while the other by the Wallace Drilling Company. The two shafts are located within 100 feet of the successful gold mine in the bedroom, so named for its location in a back room of a Murray store. A single nugget valued at $3,000 was unearthed from the mine last summer and remains on display at the local Elks Club. Town officials say they expect the gold fever to reach its peak this summer when existing mining operations are expanded and many individuals arrive in the region to pan local streams. Unlike refined gold, which has a set value of $42 an ounce and must be sold to the government, the yellow metal extracted from the shafts in Murray and elsewhere is called free gold. The free gold can be kept by an individual or sold on the open market. Going price for this gold now hovers near the $160 per ounce mark. Ample reason, according to the townspeople, for someone to take the hills or Murray's main street to try their luck.
Go listen and fall in love with the fantastic sounds of a Zenith Stereo at Davis Radio and TV. And you, sir, head over heels in love with Davis's low price of just $269.95. Right, just $269.95 buys a complete Zenith Stereo sound system, a table model with stereo tape decks, Allegro speakers, and famous Girard turntable. Check Davis's terrific Zenith line and get your beautiful Zenith stereo at Davis's low price of just $269.95. Where after the sale, it's the service that counts at Davis Radio and TV, 1945 Grand Avenue.
A 64-year-old member of the Montana State Senate is hospitalized in Great Falls today and in serious condition. Spokesman for the Columbus Hospital said Republican Archie Cochran is in the intensive care unit, but his physician has not determined the cause of the condition. A heart attack or stroke are possibilities. Cochran, a Billings automotive dealer, became a member of the Senate in 1969. He was reportedly hospitalized after feeling ill late yesterday in Helena. He was admitted to the Great Falls Hospital early today.
This has been Montana News on KURL AM and FM. News sponsored by Davis Radio and TV.
20 minutes before 1 p.m., Listener's Exchange follows sports news.
Today's sports review is presented by Smith and Jones Dotson.
National Basketball Association owners meet in Chicago tomorrow with expansion and schedules on the agenda. The owners have talked about expansion before, and it's believed decision may be reached to add one or two teams in the future. The cities might even be identified. Discussion of a playoff schedule will center on the dates and format to be used. There's been some sentiment favoring alternate games in the best-of-seven playoff series. In the past, most series have been two games at one site, two at the other, and alternating games. One problem involving alternate game sites is that some arenas may not be available for necessary dates should they adopt a two-and-two system.
Smith & Jones Dotson invites you to see a luxury car that isn't a luxury. Dotson's 610-74 combines the engineering sophistication and economy of an import with the luxury of a large car. Compact outside, the 610 has a family-sized interior with full carpeting, reclining bucket seats, tinted glass, clock, and more, all standard equipment. Performance is everything you want it to be, including Dotson's great fuel economy. See the Dotson 610 at Smith & Jones Dotson, 311 Moore Lane.
Russians Ludmila and Alexander Gorshov are gracefully skating toward an unprecedented fifth title in the World Figure Skating Championships. The Soviet pair has a commanding lead after two of three compulsory dances in the ice dancing event in Munich. An English team is in second place. Although out of contention in sixth place, Colleen O'Connor and Jim Mills of Colorado Springs performed their best ever. We'd hope to get among the top ten, and today everything went just beautifully, says Colleen, a petite, blonde 23-year-old. Gordon McKellen of Lake Placid, New York, chased European champion Jan Hoffman in the men's short program. McKellen in fifth place after Tuesday's compulsory competition admits the 17-year-old Hoffman will have to fall to lose his commanding lead. Veteran race driver Wally Dellenbach wants to win Sunday's California 500 just to prove the one last year wasn't a fluke. Dellenbach, winless in his first 8 years on the U.S. Auto Club Championship Tour, captured three straight events last year. It's a nice feeling to come back to Ontario as the defending champion, Dellenbach admits. Apparently, money isn't the reason Dellenbach races cars. He owns a contracting company and tire store, and is involved in sand and gravel mining business with his father in East Brunswick, New Jersey, and has real estate in Vermont. 7-year-old National Football League veteran Mel Farr says he may retire. The Detroit Lions sent Farr to the Houston Oilers for a future draft choice. If I do quit, it won't be just because I'm now property of the Oilers, says Farr. Everybody around Detroit knows that I've been thinking about it for a while. In fact, I imagine that's probably the main reason I was traded. The San Diego Chargers have signed one of the largest offensive linemen to play in the National Football League. Takafa Tuffy Avi of San Diego State was signed to a free agent contract. He's listed as 6'7 and 339.5 pounds. Elsewhere in sports, Fairmont State is UPI Small College basketball champion for the season. Kentucky Wesleyan finished second, followed by Tennessee State, Tennessee Chattanooga, Kentucky State, and Evansville, Old Dominion, Elkhorn AMN, and Morgan State and Jackson State. John Sharrow, an associate basketball coach at Louisiana State, is the new head coach at Ohio Valley Conference co-champion Moorhead State.
What do 240Z, 610, 1200, and 1800? in Dotson from Smith & Jones Dotson, 311 Moore Lane. They represent engineering sophistication and economy in automobiles. Smith & Jones Dotson is your complete Dotson service center. Why not visit them? They're located just off Central on Moore Lane. Smith & Jones Dotson, 311 Moore Lane.
The NCAA College Division Championship will be decided at Evansville, Indiana next week. Can you name the last team to put together back-to-back college division titles? Kentucky Wesleyan won in 1968 and again in 1969. Indiana State and SW Missouri were the victims in the championship games. That's sports news from KURL AMFM.
Sports, a service of Smith and Jones Dotson. That's the news from KURL AMFM. Next, Listener's Exchange.